Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Asian Energy Services Limited Q1 FY2023 results conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashutosh Kumar, CEO and Whole Time Director of Asian. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Asian, I welcome everyone to the earnings conference call of the company for Q1 FY2023. I have with me Mr. Nirav Talati, who is CFO, and Mr. Sumit Maheshwari, who is Senior Vice President and Investor Relations Officer. The presentation and the press release have been uploaded on the stock exchange and our company website. I hope everyone had a chance to look at our results and the presentation. As you would have noticed, our overall revenue in this quarter has been affected by a couple of things like interruption in ongoing seismic projects in Assam due to early arrival of monsoon and slowdown of Gewra project in Chhattisgarh. Both these projects have been resumed partially, and we are in the process of expediting the Gewra project execution further in order to recover the revenue that we lost in the last quarter. Our coal handling project in Jharkhand has finally kicked off this quarter. The ground activities have started, and we now expect that this project will add and contribute to the overall revenue during the year. The ongoing field activity of CHP project at Gewra is also expected to pick up post-monsoon, which will add further revenue to the company. Another significant event that is we have successfully completed mobilization of the integrated operation and maintenance contract for Vedanta for their Swali facility. We had started this contract on 1st April this year and completed the mobilization as per the contract. The other contract that we already had, which is O&M of Anguri field, is progressing well. We are working on few more opportunities in this segment, O&M segment, and we intend to consolidate our position further by securing at least one more contract in this year. So this is as far as a brief update is concerned. Now we look forward to have questions from the session. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Faizan, we can take the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. I have a few questions. Sometime back, we had heard of some merger news with Oil Max. So how is that progressing, sir?
Yeah, this is Sumit here. There is nothing on card or on discussion on the proposal of Oil Max merger with Asian. And whenever any such proposal will come, the board of directors of Asian will take appropriate action at that point of time. But currently, there is nothing on discussion on board agenda in terms of merger of Oil Max with Asian.
Okay, sir. My second question is, what is the total current order book position with the company as of date?
Yeah, Rahul. So presently, for seismic, we have around 60 crore of contract on hand.
Okay.
And
okay, so I'll answer this question. The total order book of the company comprises of all three segments is in currently is in excess of 500 crore rupees. The majority of the portion comprises of the coal handling plants order which we have, and it includes a long-term contract of O&M also. The seismic business order book is currently slightly on the lower side because there has been no activity for last 5-6 months in terms of the tendering.
Okay, sir. Another question is for Mr. Ashutosh Kumar. Sir, since I have been a very long investor with the company, I have seen a lot of value, you can say, degeneration for myself as well as for my clients. So looking at the current valuation of the company, why doesn't the company go for a share buyback, something like that, or maybe, you know, bring out something good so that, you know, investors can cheer up what they have lost for the last 5 years.
So I will answer your question slightly differently. So if you remember, last year we had made a strategic shift in our approach and ventured into coal segment. Our idea at that point in time was that it's not good to rely only on one business, which was seismic at that time. And accordingly, we have kind of started putting in our efforts to get into coal, secure businesses in coal and all. And if you notice, we have been quite successful in our efforts in the sense that we have managed to secure 2 CHP contracts, the total value roughly around 300 crores at that point in time. Now, I'm sure all of you have noticed that this quarter, the seismic performance has not been good. That is primarily because there was not much happening in the seismic area. At the same time, because we had our coal handling orders, we have been working on it, and that has been contributing to the overall order book as well as our revenue this point and going forward. So in terms of value erosion, yes, there has been a dip little bit as is reflected in the Q1 revenue. But because we believe our strategy has been successful and it's going to, you know, give returns and bear fruits in the months going forward, I would like to basically suggest to all of you that whatever value erosion that you're looking at is temporary. Our efforts in coal area is already adding significant revenue going forward. So you will see improve in the overall revenue and performance this point forward.
But sir, we are currently holding a sizable cash position also in our books. So maybe even if you see, you can say a 5 to 10 crore buyback also will create a good, you know, upbeat for the shareholders also. Since we have never been a dividend paying company as of yet. At the same time, we had some, you know, sizable price erosion also. And in the last 5 years, in fact, all the shareholders, you know, we have not made significant wealth from Asian Energy. While we were expecting that, you know, management change, all the changes that have taken place will build up some good value for investors.
No, you're right. You're right in the sense that there has been value erosion. So as far as buyback is concerned, that's something that board will have to decide. And we are happy to take it to the board, not a problem. I was trying to answer more from a performance perspective that the decision that we took last year, of course, by approval of all the shareholders, had started showing results. You can't see the whole picture as of now, but as we move on and secure more and more CHP projects and other EPCs in coal business, you will see that in the coming quarters. But as far as buyback is concerned, obviously it's up to the board. We take your suggestion. We'll propose it to the board and whatever board decides.
Okay, sir. Then is it possible that we can become a dividend paying company from this year itself, since we had shown continuous profits for the last 4 quarters before this quarter?
I don't see any reason why not, but Sumit will respond to you.
Okay, Rahul, the board endeavors to declare dividend wherever there is an appropriate thing. So whatever the profits which we have made, the company had carry forward book losses which had prohibited company to declare the dividend earlier. Once we crosses that limit, which we are quite hopeful to do in this year, then the board will definitely consider declaring the dividend, and the board will put up a formal dividend declaration policy also. Hopefully in this year, we should be able to declare the dividend subject to the board approval. Yes, we have recovered the previous losses, which had not allowed us to declare the dividend earlier, and now board will take appropriate decision accordingly.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's from my side. All the best to you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Reminder.
Next is, I think, Mr. Harbin Singh.
Yes, sir. Mr. Harbin Singh, an individual investor, please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Sir, we are moving from seismic to coal. Are we actually looking at this futuristic? I'm just asking because the whole thing is like renewable and non-renewable thing, and I hope you got my point.
Yeah. If I have understood correctly, your question is, when everybody is talking about renewable, how come we are focusing on coal?
Non-renewable.
Is that your question?
Non-renewable. Right, sir.
If you look at the coal industry in Indian context, I don't think renewable is impacting the coal growth in any way. There is a space for renewable as well as coal. The current growth in coal is driven primarily by the transportation requirements of it. It's not only about producing more coal. It's about connecting the coal produced at different mines to the end users, which is basically transportation. The projects that we have targeted is exactly in that space, which is coal handling plant. What it basically does is, it kind of creates a facility to transport the coal from mines to the loading facility, which kind of loads the coal into the racks and all. There's more than enough projects coming up in this segment for next 2 to 3 years. Along with the guidance from the board, we could spot this opportunity, and now we have positioned ourselves to be a significant player in this segment. That was the reason why we decided to diversify in this segment last year. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, sir, perfectly. And one more thing, as far as I remember, we made some investment in Vaan Electric some time back. Is there any update on that?
Okay, yeah. So I'll give an update on the Vaan. So Vaan was our strategic investment to understand the aspect of e-mobility sector and segment. So we had invested that sum in Vaan. So just to give an update on the Vaan, Vaan has already launched its product e-bicycle in January month in a very selective launch in Kerala market. And now after 3-4 months of success and trial, Vaan has entered into a large-scale Indian distribution system where they have already appointed 30-40 distributors, and they are opening their 3-4 exclusive showrooms. And now Vaan has developed their e-scooter also, which is currently in the process of getting the necessary approval from authorities in India, and they want to launch once the approval is there in the next year also. So Vaan was more from a strategic investment from our side to understand and be updated related to the e-mobility segment which is happening. And as a standalone, Vaan is doing good and they are launching their product, which has been well received by the market. So you will see a significant product launches and the value addition at Vaan level. And Asian is evaluating the further other opportunities also into this segment. As your last question was there, that we were just focusing only on the hydrocarbon sector. So at appropriate time, any new opportunity comes into enter into other segments also, we will evaluate at that point of time.
Sir, there's one more question regarding Vaan. Like when we started with it, our aim was to get into, I mean, our focus was to get into charging stations, rather than getting into, you know, making distribution channels and focusing on that, investing on that. That is what I heard from management. So is it still the same, or are we interested in creating some distribution channels or getting into it? Are we thinking of increasing our strategic investment into this, or are we, you know, on the plans, like we are just focusing on creating charging stations in future?
There is no change in our strategy in terms of One. As we told you, One has recently launched this product and it's just 3-4 months for their launching the product. So we are still evaluating how the market is going to receive these products and what would be the best strategy going forward in terms of expanding our services offering into this particular segment. So it depends on that particular aspect. The board will take appropriate decision, but currently nothing is on table in terms of increasing our stake in One or enter into a different type of agreement or setup with the One. Our strategy or investment objective in the One remains the same.
Perfect, sir. Thank you. Thank you for answering my question. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Prakash Devan from Altamont Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, I'm sorry, I kind of logged in a bit late. So if I missed out on some of the critical explanation on what do you attribute this significant drop in revenue to, that was the first thing. And the second, you know, I was given to understand in the earlier years, the quarters, whatever, that this O&M revenue had started accruing from some of the orders that had rectified last year. And the quantum was, you know, estimated to be about 100 crores for the year with the run rate of almost 75. So if that is there, then why is there no other, I mean, revenue from any other stream? I mean, I'm a bit perplexed because there's so many positive things about the company and certainly the revenue lets you down. So maybe I missed out on the explanation, but if you could just explain that.
So the O&M revenue is on track. I'm not sure if it's there when we discussed that we have commenced one of our O&M contracts in Suwalik for Vedanta.
How much is the size, sir? What is the size of that missing revenue?
That's 200 crores order book around in 4 years. So around 50 crores per annum.
Okay. Okay.
Plus there are reimbursables. Which is
and as I started, this particular quarter that you have reported has some component of this factored in?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. So 25 crores already has some part of this, 12.5 crore run rate from O&M, from this particular contract.
Okay. So, yes, definitely. The sum part is started. So as the contract is started from the 1st of April, so the revenue and the run rate will increase going forward. The first 3 months, there had been some revenue booking, which is not very significant in terms of the overall annual expected contract value. But in the coming quarter, the more and more work will be taken care at those particular facilities and the revenue will increase. And as Mr. Ashutosh explained, the contract is for the 4 years. And roughly targeted revenue of
200 crores, you said. Yeah, that I've got. So essentially, this quarter you have some revenue that's come in. That's the motamoti important thing, and it will grow as the contract goes.
This quarter, some revenue has come up, and it will grow going forward further.
Okay. So then, my question it continues to be even more missing. I mean, I'm more confused. I know you have answers, but I'm the one who's confused. And why is this 27 odd crores revenue that we got that also has O&M, but then where is the big miss from?
Sorry, could you repeat it one more time?
I said, sir, 27 crores top line that you have reported has some component of this particular O&M also in it. Then where is the core seismology and material handling business missing? I mean, is it virtually not been there or what is it? What's gone wrong?
So the major part that has been missed out is, and Sumit will explain in details, but I'll just give you a headline. Our forecast for this quarter included seismic revenue in Assam. And that was based on our experience last year when we could work during monsoon also. However, in this year, the monsoon came early in Assam, and due to that, we had to our seismic work in Assam was interrupted. We effectively lost a month.
Okay.
So that you are seeing that impact in the revenue, which is not there. Now, after that brief interruption, we could resume the seismic work in Assam. So that's primarily the gap between the expectations and actual delivery in Q1. Plus, there has been a little bit impact from the coal handling plant facility as well, which is nothing but a phasing. So a few things here and there, but that's more of a phasing issue. The revenue you will realize in coming quarters.
Okay. So you're saying this big miss is because a lot of your business comes from Assam, and that one third of the time you lost because of the early monsoon actually led to this shrinkage of the time you had and the revenue thereof. That's what you're saying.
Yes, Mr. Diwan. And apart from that, we were expecting certain contract award by Government of India of NSP2, which was expected to kickstart working in May and June month. But those contracts have been delayed by the government by a couple of months, and those tenders are yet to come out. So that has dipped our seismic revenue. But as Mr. Ashutosh explained, the work has already resumed at one site in Assam, and another site we are expected to resume work in next month. And post-October, there will not be any monsoon effect on overall seismic business, and with the new line of order, which have been planned. So we are quite hopeful to make a very good recovery in coming quarters in seismic business, especially in Q3 and Q4. And as explained by Mr. Kumar in our CHP business, one of our contractors recently started working after getting the necessary clearance for the land acquisition and land approval being done by our client. So there the CHP segment, the work has started, and that will show in Q2, Q3 and Q4 coming quarter. And in another one of the contract, because of the phasing issue, there was some slowness in the contract execution, which is also likely to be covered up in the coming quarter. So this Q1 has been exceptionally not a very good quarter, what we had earlier anticipated, but we're quite hopeful to make a good recovery in coming quarters and still do best.
No, thanks for being so candid and admitting that it has been not at all a good quarter. I earlier heard somebody say it was just a slight value erosion. This is not slight. If I were running a company, and reporting these kind of numbers, I'm sure I would have got questioned by the board on a lot of counts. I can understand, government orders getting delayed, but we've always been, executing a pipeline of orders that we already had in the bag. That's the worry, with 400, 500 crores expectation of top line for the year. This is serious. And I'm glad at least you are anticipating some sort of a spillover in the subsequent quarters. Hopefully that will pay off. So you do believe that Q2, which from a business perspective is not very good because of the monsoon in all the other areas, and I was under the impression Q2 is bad, you would probably have all that lumpiness or all this spillover coming into Q2. So Q2 could not be as bad as cyclically, seasonally it is, and you might see some improvement on a YOY basis as well.
So Q2, you will see improvement over Q1, and that improvement will come primarily from a CHP business, which has kick-started, the ground activity has kick-started. Q3 and Q4 will be significantly better compared to Q1 and Q2, because seismic also will come in play.
Okay. So seismic is virtually not there because of these factors that you explained, the Assam floods and all that loss of time and all that, right? So, and that will happen, and CHP also, you had some delays in the execution starting, so that will also start reflecting.
Correct.
That's what you're saying. Okay, great. And on this O&M thing, we kind of left that thread a bit. This last question, do you anticipate actually getting execution started for more orders from here? Or, order booking is one thing, because I now want to understand whether business is started or revenue is started percolating after beyond this 200 crores that you mentioned? Is there something else in the bag?
No. O&M, generally O&M contracts take long time to materialize.
Right.
So I can't really guarantee that we'll have one more. All I can share with you is that we are currently actively pursuing two tenders.
Yeah.
For O&M.
Okay. Okay. And these are as usual from the likes of Vedanta and ONGC and all.
Vedanta and other private players.
Private players. Okay. Okay. But same ticket size, 200 crores over 3-4 years, as you said earlier.
Yes.
Super. And this employee cost that's gone up, you didn't have seismic going on, coal handling is yet to start, O&M is just one contract that is off the floor. Why is the employee cost gone up? What's the reason? I mean, have you hired for future? What is this reason?
Mr. Devan, there's a mix of two things. First thing is, as our O&M contract has started, so we have hired a lot of people for doing that O&M contract. So their cost has come into employee cost. And second thing, as we explained to you in the seismic business, the floods which had affected our operation, still we continue to employ few people in anticipation of making good recovery. So that's why the employee cost is slightly higher up as compared to our revenue. And there are some employees which we have hired for executing our CHP business also, for which the revenue will start coming in coming quarter. So you will see a normalization vis-a-vis employee cost versus our revenue in coming quarters.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So that is excellent. And so from a revenue flow perspective, you are saying Q1 was a miss, a significant miss, but a lot of that might start getting captured in Q2, and as Mr. Ashok said, Q3 and Q4 could be even better. That's the whole narrative, right? In terms of the plan. And from that perspective, everything is looking good and it's more back-ended for this financial year, the revenue generation, profitability. Then the stock value erosion and the stock seems to be probably mismatched. So there will be more attractiveness. But ever since you bought this company off the promoter, sorry, bought this company off the private equity fund, there's been no infusion, right, by the promoters here. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't have those old data in with me.
No buyback also. Oilmax promoter has invested 80 crore rupees of primary equity in the company in year 2017-2018.
We know the transaction. Yeah, that is okay. I mean, that can be explained. But after, because this is looking more attractive, I'm sure they bought it at whatever price they bought it at, this is looking far more attractive, given what you are saying. So I just think there's been no buyback, I mean, no creeping acquisition by the promoters in any of these couple of years, right?
No.
No. Okay. No worries. Okay. Thanks so much, Swin, and Mr. Ashutosh. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Diva.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Mohit Rathi from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for explaining the Q1 numbers. Just you mentioned something about phasing on the coal handling plant. Could you explain it more in detail, like what is phasing and how it will play out?
So for example, if you talk about a particular project, the typical coal handling project is around 24 months. So if you look at Gheora, before the monsoon, we were progressing well in Gheora, and part of the revenue captured in Gheora was in the last financial year. After that, the monsoon came, few other challenges came. Therefore, the revenue booking was slowed down. In fact, the project progress was slowed down. And in subsequent quarters, it will again come up. So that's what I meant by phasing. So typically, in any coal handling plant, all the revenue will not be captured in any particular year. So the key really is to have...
Yeah, so I'll just explain. As Mr. Ashutosh explained, The coal handling plants are spread over of between 18 months to 24 months, and these are mix of mechanical, civil, and lot of activities. So depends on the managing the project and the project structure and the project cash flow. Few quarters you book slightly extra revenue in terms of placing of orders and making the orders, and the few quarters depends on your site execution in terms of the availability of land and the challenges related to the monsoon and the civil structure. You try to manage your operating cash flow level. So overall projects will get completed in the similar period time frame of 18 months to 24 months, but depends on at which particular stage you are into the project and which makes more commercial sense in terms of that particular month activity. You decide to slow down activities for a couple of months and you decide to further expedite the activities in coming months to maintain the balance, both in terms of your costing and in terms of your utilizing best of your resources, giving the best value to your resources. So that is the meaning of phasing. So the last quarter, because of the rainy season and the challenges related to the civil structure in that particular project during those particular period, there has been some slowdown into those activities. In the coming quarter, those activities will further pick up and overall projects will be completed in the same duration. So that's what we meant by the phasing.
Sir, so is it fair to assume that when you are bidding for a project, like you are bidding, you know, for the IRR of the project, so that will get realized in this CHP?
Yes, so whatever the our estimated margin, so when we bid the projects, we keep all those things into the picture and we calculate and take factor of all these aspects into the picture, and we strive to maintain our margins with all these slowdown and fast track activities keeping into the mind. So the entire margins will be realized during the project execution phase.
So we are still on track, basically.
Yeah, so we are slightly delay in that particular project, not from the client point of view, from our internal estimate point of view, and we are quite hopeful to cover up the ground in coming quarters and stay ahead of the track.
Sir, second question was, now that the crude oil price has gone up substantially in the last 1-2 years, like, what, do you see any new opportunities or something? Like, we had one Nigerian contract which we terminated, and you know, things like that. Do you see any new opportunities on the horizon?
Our business model is not actually directly dependent on crude oil. As you know, our business has been focused around seismic, and subsequently we decided to get into coal and all, which had nothing to do with crude oil. Seismic, we always that crude oil increase will have impact on seismic. Unfortunately, no, because seismic orders are driven by government policies and government decisions to start national seismic program. In terms of EPC in oil and gas local market, we don't see much activity in the areas of our interest in the short term basis. So I would say short term basis, crude oil price increase probably will not affect us one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, long term also, sir, if price is increasing, I'm sure there will be more demand for seismic activity. So that is where I was coming from. But your point is well taken. I mean, government policy is good for you. Point is well taken.
What we mean to say is, there is no directly proportional relation with the crude oil prices with our business activities, and our endeavor is to get into the long-term contracts where we minimize the cyclicality related to the crude oil prices and all those activities. So it's not a direct proportion related to the oil and gas activity with the crude oil prices.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashutosh Kumar for closing comments.
All right. Let's thank all of you once again for joining on this call and asking questions related to our business, which kind of helps us look further into how we are conducting our business. I hope we have been able to answer your queries to your satisfaction. If you still want to ask more questions, please feel free to contact our Mr. Sumit Maheshwari. For now, thank you and see you next time. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Asian Energy Services Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.